Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Time now then for our last interview for February's Charity of the Month. Find a Cure, hopefully not the last interview altogether we do with them. I'm sure they'll be back. Katie Cleese, who's the fundraising officer with Find a Cure, is here in the studio. Hello.
Hello.
And hopefully on the line we have Shelley Simmons.
Hello, Julian.
Hello, Shelley. Good to speak to you. And you're actually a company secretary at Lloyd's, the underwriting agency. But more particularly here, your mum to Fraser, who has a unique case of Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
So it's pronounced Duchenne.
So it's sort of a French thing going on, is it?
It is French.
Yeah. I know I've done some work with Muscular Dystrophy UK when they have their annual 10K run here, and there seems to be so many different variations on how it affects different people. I'm wondering what impact it has on Fraser.
So muscular dystrophy in general, there are 70 different variants of muscular dystrophy, of which Duchenne is one of them. Duchenne is the most severe and the most common and affects one in every 3,500 boys and one in every 50 million girls. It's very much a life-limiting condition, which despite the work of, you know, some brilliant charities at the moment, it currently has no formal treatment or cure, and the life expectancy is around 25 years.
Mm. Well, when you say 3,500 boys, that actually, in the grand scheme of things, that doesn't actually sound too many.
It is a rare condition.
Right.
I mean, there are much rarer conditions than Duchenne, but the sad thing about Duchenne is it is the most common genetic killer of children, and yet no one's ever heard of it, which is obviously why we need to raise as much awareness as possible.
No, absolutely. I guess that's one of the things which Find a Cure is trying to do, not just for Duchenne, of course, but for all sorts of illnesses, diseases, conditions. Do you think, really, that, you know, other than the really major conditions, and I don't never wish to take anything away from the work that organisations that support them do, but do you think that people with conditions like Duchenne maybe get a bad lot, almost, from publicity and fundraising?
Absolutely. I don't think there's enough awareness for us. For small communities, there just isn't the publicity out there. People don't hear about the conditions. I mean, there's lots and lots of parents with lots and lots of children and family members who have got a rare disease. But because they're not in the public domain, they're not talked about, they're not heard about. And, you know, that's one of the battles that we face when we're trying to raise money for treatments and for, you know, charity projects is nobody's heard of these conditions. Mm. And if nobody's heard of them, you know, how can they be expected to support them?
Yeah, I get Fraser is, how old is he now? Three, four?
He's four.
And as I understand it, he's never really been able to stand up for himself. So permanently, one would imagine, in a wheelchair. How is he coping with that as he sees others around him running around, kicking a football, all that sort of stuff?
So he has been quite a unique case of Duchenne. So most children who have Duchenne probably show symptoms around the age of four when they're, you know, weaker than their friends. They can't run as fast, they can't jump, they have trouble climbing stairs. For Fraser, he presented with his condition when he was a baby, and the fact that he couldn't roll, he couldn't sit up, he, you know, he had trouble weight bearing. And so we kind of found out about this while he was very young. So for him, he's always had a wheelchair. So he doesn't know his life any different to that. So obviously he deals with that remarkably well because that's the only life that he knows.
Mm. And I gather that you did some fundraising for Find a Cure, and or was that for the other organisation involved, Action Duchenne, climbing Snowdon, complete with Fraser on your back? That must have been quite an exhilarating experience for both of you. Not to mention the funds which were raised as a result.
Well, I think when you have a diagnosis, you want to do something positive. You know, it's a massive shock to your life, and you feel numb for a very long time. And then suddenly, you know, you realise you want to make a difference in some way. And usually that starts with fundraising of some description. So, you know, my family have done lots of different fundraisers, from quiz nights and fun runs. And I decided to do something a little bit out of my comfort zone. So, yes, last year I climbed Snowdon, Carry and Fraser on my back, which I wanted to do, obviously to raise money for research, but also because he hasn't been able to walk, and he would never be able to have a physical achievement like that, and I wanted to do that for him.
That's super. How long does it take?
It took just over 6 hours.
Oh, goodness. That's did you feel, you know, did it take longer because of having Fraser with you, or?
Oh, it absolutely took longer.
Oh, dear.
I was carrying a 2.5 stone boy on my back. But I did it, and we got to the top, and, you know, he still talks about it now to me. And, you know, he says, "Mummy, I climbed a mountain." And I said, you know, "Yes, you did."
Ah, that's fantastic. And Katie, it must be important to have people like Shelley doing what they're doing, raising the awareness of, it's a double thing really, both the individual condition that's precious to them, but also waving the flag as well for Find a Cure and your work.
Yeah, indeed. So there's so many stories like Shelley's. Shelley is just one of the amazing parents that we've worked with. So Find a Cure works with rare diseases as a whole. So we try and support patient groups like Action Duchenne, who Shelley is involved with, and the work they're doing is just so admirable.
Because it's a double thing as well, because obviously Shelley and people like her have the issue of having to either living with a disease themselves or living with somebody very, very close to them who has a particular condition. But also, I guess, sort of matching people up who may have a completely different illness, but for whom the experience is pretty close.
Yeah, so rare diseases, the symptoms can vary widely, but they all experience the same difficulties in the sense of what Shelley's talked about. So when you first get that diagnosis, it can be extremely isolating. You don't know where to turn. And it's these amazing patients and parents like Shelley who actually think, let's take action and do something about it.
And Shelley, you wrote a blog, I think, or for Find a Cure, which was detailing your experiences climbing Snowdon, but also some of the other experiences you've had. Do you think that's, I guess, a double thing, really? Is it helpful for yourself, maybe, but also for other parents to learn and to share what you've been going through?
Absolutely. I think unity is really an important factor in all of this. And obviously organisations like Find a Cure, you know, I've set up my own Facebook community for people who want to follow Fraser's story. And through doing this, I have met some, you know, amazing other parents and families who also have somebody who has a rare disease. And, you know, we unite together and we're so much stronger together. And we may not have the same condition to deal with, but all of the feelings and the worry and of the future is all the same. And, you know, you might be a really small patient group, but together you're an army.
And that's the thing, isn't it, really? It's the group as a whole, the sum of the parts, if you like, which is able collectively to raise the profile of these often, you know, little known diseases.
Definitely. Yeah. And you do find other families have a similar mindset to you, and they want to support you, because even if it might not help them directly, you can help another family by raising awareness and supporting each other.
Yeah, now Shelley was climbing Snowdon, and I gather, Katie, that the next stage of fundraising for Find a Cure is to basically jump out of an aeroplane.
Yes. No small feat. So if anybody listening would love to jump out of an aeroplane for Find a Cure, that would be great. So we're doing our sponsored skydive this summer. So we did it the past couple of years. So last year, our team raised over £4,000. So it's been an amazing achievement. And we're going to do it again this year.
A sponsored skydive. So you get sponsored more the more times you jump out of the plane, the more money a particular person can raise.
No, the good thing is you only have to do it once.
That's probably just so. Where are you doing it from?
So it's the North London Skydiving Centre, which isn't far from Cambridge. It's near March.
Oh, so it's not in North London. It's very North London.
I know, they call it North London. It's not very North London.
It's about a bit like Luton and Stansted being London Airport, really, as much as anything else. Okay, so if somebody's interested in that, I guess they don't necessarily have to have any connection with you whatsoever, just a desire to, well, A, jump out of an aeroplane, and B, hopefully raise lots of money for the cause. What do they have to do to take part?
Indeed, yeah. So if you'd like to get involved, you can find all of our contact details on our website, which is www.findacure.com. All one word, .org.uk.
Okay, and I'm thinking people actually might want to also learn where Shelley's blog is as well. Is that is that located there? Or Shelley, do you have a separate website address that you can give people for that?
So I've got a Facebook page, which is Fraser and Friends, and Fraser is with an S and not a Z.
Okay.
So you can follow us there.
That's useful. Thank you very much. And what else? We're sort of wrapping up, really, at the end of the month, our time featuring Find a Cure as Charity of the Month. A couple of interviews I've done, and the ones which have been elsewhere on the station, I've discovered illnesses I wasn't familiar with, not heard of. I've told at the top of this interview, you know, you can't even pronounce half of them. And it is important to just make a case, really, isn't it? From our perspective, it's kind of what Charity of the Month is all about.
It is, indeed. And the main thing to mention today, so everyone knows, it's International Rare Disease Day today. So raising awareness of rare diseases is so important. As Shelley said, a big issue they face individually is just lack of awareness. So we'd love for everybody to get involved, speak about it. You can follow us on all of our social media to get involved with rare diseases, which we're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter under Find a Cure. Please join us in celebrating Rare Disease Day today.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Today, and your colleagues throughout the rest of the month, and also to Shelley for joining us on the phone. Give our best to Fraser as well. You can report the mummy was on the radio earlier, which may or may not interest him. I never know if that's quite exciting for people anymore or not these days, but pleasure.
Thank you, I will.
A pleasure to speak to you this afternoon, Shelley, and also, of course, to you, Katie.
Thank you
very much for joining us. It's 4:43.